Okay, the recorder is on. We are back in Leicester, in England, for our School of the Master, How I Live as a Master. And we are on lecture 17, My First Thought is My Life. My first thought is my life. My first thought is my life. It is so vital to follow my first thought. And I was quickly upstairs in the bathroom and I thought, okay, my first thought is my life. And one example came up in my head, which sounds so simple, but it really shows to follow the first thought. In the University of Healing, we have many, many phones in all the houses. And in these almost 6 months I was over there, the phones had a tendency to either stop working, just go on a holiday, or just do funny things. So we solved it, we readjusted each phone, we constantly changed the phones around and all that, but we were actually working on the problem. But there was a first thought there. We had this idea about signing up with Magic Jack. Magic Jack is a phone company in the States who makes you totally free from any contracts with any companies because it works completely over the internet. We looked into it a little bit and the first thought was, yes, perfect solution for the University of Healing, let's go for it. And so of course Herb always follows the first thought, so he heard while we were discussing around the table, what a good idea, that sounds like a big yes. And he instantly ordered Magic Jack. So he ordered 3 units to install and they came after a very, very short time. So they arrived and we were somehow not ready because we had said yes as a first thought, which really should be the leading guide to follow along with it. But we were not totally ready to take the time, sit down, and figure Magic Jack out. Because we hadn't figured yet how to work it. We hadn't even figured yet how to install it so we can work the phone off it. So, Herb installed his own Magic Jack so far that he could work it on one phone, but he didn't really use it yet. And we had the other 2 units with everything and lovingly put aside in a nice cardboard box. First thought, stored away.
In their box.
Yes. And that was quite some time it sat there. And our phones would play up more and more because we didn't follow that first thought instantly because all we saw is what all we had to learn, you know? And we thought, we have so many priorities right now. There's actually, in quote, no time for that. Let's just shove it under the desk a bit and wait. And the phones were playing up and the gate, which is connected to our phone lines, played up too. So it wouldn't work, so we got it working again. And then a very happy dog who was chasing something got into the gate box and ripped it open and actually pulled all the power cables out. And I looked at it and I wondered, why is that all happening? So while we were figuring out how to fix that all, you know, it takes a bit of time. I was walking next to Herb and I said, Herb, all our phones start playing up now. We have a big mess going on. Even the gate plays up. Is that because we are holding back instead of jumping straight into Magic Jackpot? We thought, wow, what a good idea. And he just smiled. He didn't say a word. And then I thought, oh, that's what it is. So after that had going on about, I would say, for almost a month, we thought, now is the time, hey. You can. The first thought is still there. Just follow it through. So we got cracking. And we looked, of course you need to first look into all the papers, figure it all out, and we did that step by step by step. And I remember sitting sometimes for 5 hours on the computer in a chat room with Magic Jack. They really have a good service. You can actually approach a person and they constantly answer you. And that person was leading me through the process 1 millimeter, really tiny step by one tiny step, so patiently, to a point where in between I would write back, thank you for hanging in with me. I really appreciate, I want to get that going. So they kept on going with us, and now Magic Jack is our main phone line, plus Herb's phone line. It works in 2 houses for the main business line, plus Herb's, and it works beautifully. All the phones work now. And it has simplified the whole system. Because we know it's only one line, actually. It's Magic Jack, and it works. And whenever we, for example, call from here, Herb on his, I should actually give you that new number. I will give it to you. Okay. He's got a special Magic Jack number. Okay. And the 5111 number, that's a bit inside information here, of the monastery is also Magic Jack now. Mm. And it works perfectly. And last time we called him, that actually inspired this talk. It started connecting to Herb, and it was a bit like a second line would ring, but that's because Herb has another line connected to it. So I kept saying into the phone line, I stay on the phone, that only takes a couple of seconds, the line will be totally clear and pure because we have a perfect connection with Magic Jack. And lo and behold, after about 6 seconds, the line was clear. And at that moment, I clicked what I'm talking about right now, about my first thought is my life. Because I believed in that first thought, and I still do. When calling Herb, and it is at the moment the connection maybe is not totally strong, I believe in that Magic Jack, because that's the first thought we had. That's the solution. We didn't work on a problem with it. We had a brand new solution. So I can say, believing in it, that's my first thought, and it works. All it takes for me is take the time. Take this, when you're on the phone, these 6 seconds. Yes, it works. And believe in it, and it works. Take the time to look through all the manuals. Sit 5 hours on the computer and get it installed. Because I believe in that first thought. And I believe once it's installed, it runs forever and ever, it runs perfectly. And I think that's a beautiful example of following your first thought. And sometimes it doesn't matter when from that one moment the first thought is there, it's still there, hey. Even though we fight it sometimes to follow it, but it will creep up again. And there is things coming up that always point in the direction again, as long as we see it. And I mean, with the phones in the monastery, they really showed us so strongly. And it took a bit to get us going, because we were fighting it. We were fighting to have to actually work on it and do something for it. But then it was suddenly fun. I had fun finding out everything afterwards, after I've gone through the long period, because I realized how fantastic it is, and how fantastic it is to live that first thought. And it's always possible. And I think The whole life is about that. To follow that first thought. Christy, have you got an example you can tell us about following your first thought, hear it, listen to it, and actually pull it through? Is anything jumping up?
There's nothing jumping up because my first thought yep. is more of my day-to-day practical experiences.
Yes.
Once a thought comes into my mind,
yep.
I've actually synchronized it with my inner self, really, from experiences that once a thought comes into my mind, I'll do it. If I don't do it,
yeah.
I come back to regret it. Instantly, I see the effect. So it's a day-to-day thing for me.
So a day-to-day thing for you to actually listen to your first thought, know that's it.
That's it.
And then follow it through.
Yeah. Even if I see something now, by chance, I see something, this bottle, I've not picked it up.
Yeah.
By the time I come back for it, it might have been kicked off or something. So the first thing is to remove it.
Yeah.
Once it comes to my attention, remove it.
Do it right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
It's always worked for me. It's part of me.
Yeah. Just act in the moment and it's done.
It's done.
And then you don't have to hang on to it.
I don't mess around with it. Yeah.
And then you don't have to remember.
Yeah.
Because it's already done.
Exactly. Even if it's a little tiny thing on the... Just pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Good. Sibyl, your part to how I live life following my first thought.
Every thought.
Yeah.
It's a first thought.
Okay.
The moment the thought comes to you, it's revealed, do it.
Yeah.
Since another thought is following, if you don't pay attention or carry out the first thought, when the second thought comes up, it becomes a first thought. Perhaps for another purpose.
Yeah.
So, thoughts come for a particular purpose.
Yeah.
And if I am pursuing a purpose and a thought comes for that purpose,
yeah,
definitely...
Follow
I have to stop and follow it
mm-hmm.
to the end, to its conclusion. Otherwise, it's over.
Yeah, because the purpose is past too.
It's past. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
When another thought comes up, it's for another purpose. So, I'm on another course.
Yeah.
So, thoughts are things. And as these things we are thinking about unfold, we must see to the end of the purpose of the thought. Otherwise, we lose touch. Mm-hmm. And we are not here to lose touch. We are here to see things being concluded.
Yeah. So, the first thought, that's actually a nice way, is to be in touch with your inner self, right?
Of course.
And when you hear it and follow it, it's like living harmoniously and balanced with that inner self, right? And when I fight it, and I'm 100% sure we always hear the first thought. We do.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just, no, I don't want to do that. But it's actually not helping.
It's exactly like the example I gave when I was going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thought came, turn right.
Yeah.
Go to the market.
Yeah.
Turn right. Turn to the market. And I was fighting it and it kept...
It's persistent, isn't it?
Persistently saying, turn, until I turned off. And at the end, I saw why
Yeah.
The thought persisted.
Yeah.
And I followed it. And it paid off for
me. It did pay off. And by the way, because I listened to that talk where Sibyl talked about this story, and it's a bit low, so you actually cannot hear what happened while she was at home. Maybe that's okay too. But something inharmonious happened on her, which would have been on her way to work. And through that, she followed her first thought and stayed at home. She lived in harmony and balance at home, and she didn't need to go through the inharmony because it's actually not her.
Yes.
That's what the story tells. And I'm just repeating that so you get to hear it now, because it's a really beautiful and important story. Yeah. That's really wonderful. And that's exactly what it is, following your first thought.
Your first thought.
Because the first thought is actually strong.
Very strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it can be about very, very simple things. It doesn't need to be a huge, huge, huge story. It can be something so simple. And it always works. Always
it works.
Works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then what I also think is, I just thought, going back to the phone story in the monastery, because that really makes me smile inside, because it's such a... At the end, it was almost funny, because it was like a bit of a circus going on with the phone lines and not working and working and all that stuff. But the result now is so beautiful, and still the result is beautiful. The moment I choose to turn and complete that first thought, it's done. And it does not matter what's in between, because only the done moment counts. It does not matter, maybe even the deviations, is that how you call it, in between?
The thoughts that came in between.
That they don't matter anymore.
Yes.
Because what matters is the moment when it's completed.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, that's the way it's meant to be, and that's it. It's just done. And it's just a moment of feeling very content, because it's like this beautiful reminder almost of who we are in reality, and that all is actually meant to complete itself. All is in divine order. It always comes to that. All is in divine order. And what I think the first thought talks about too is believing in oneself, believing in that divine order, believing when the first thought comes, that's what it's meant to be, and believing it and fulfilling it and following it. It's believing in oneself. And believing in oneself is being all that we are. Complete, and then he goes into straight into following the first thought has very much to do with I like me. When I like myself, I'm able to do it. And then, yeah, you know, because we create ourselves with so many ways around us how I don't even want to use what's expected from us, because it's only me that thinks something is expected from us. But sometimes the first thought is not exactly what everybody expects it to be, you know? It can be very unusual. And then to believe so much in that inner order to still follow it. Fall it totally true and go for it. And magic happens. Absolutely. And I think following the first thought is practice. It's practice also to listen within, to meditate, to have a conversation with oneself, to be. Take this quiet moment to listen within. And then I'm so prepared that I can be in the middle of a lot of action and I still hear the first thought. I still hear it. And then I'm exactly at the right place at the right time.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Since we are constantly thinking,
yeah,
which thought is the first thought? Because thoughts are constantly rolling out from us.
Yep. I think with how I imagine our heads as a computer.
Yes.
A computer that is filled with all knowledge existing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you said before, there's certain like, I'm not sure if you use the word project or purposes, yes, you know, in yes. that one moment. And there can be so much information going through.
Yes.
You see? And then you can go, okay, which one is the first thought? But that's already, it's already almost concentrating on the outer. But when, I believe when the mind actually quietens down and sinks inside and listens, when I listen, and I purposefully, maybe even in a moment where there is something going on with a lot of different decisions to make or a lot of thoughts rushing through what is the next thing to do, maybe just go, okay, all is in divine order. First thought. And I think we can grab that first thought. I still believe, because all thoughts exist right now, that there can be a lot of thoughts at once coming up. But it's still a choice to make, to pick it. Right there, the one thought that is the ideal solution or the ideal thing to do or think or feel, whatever, in that moment. And I think that is done by being practiced to actually be able to hear that, to it's like when you go in meditation. It doesn't help to write with every single thought that's going through your head. Then you're there's so many, because they're all always there. All thoughts exist. They're all there. But what is it that is ideal right in that moment? And that's what I call the first thought. And to be able to hear that. Because otherwise it's like you swing from one end to the other, go from one thought, to that thought, up and down. But it's that balance and peace that grabs right now the ideal thought for that for that moment.
Wouldn't you pick a subject? Then, as you survey the subject, there must be a thought that will lead you to concluding on that subject. And that's where I think about the first thought that comes up to me about that particular subject.
But that's usually what it is, isn't it? Because the first thought comes up in a situation, in something you think about. That's exactly yes. what it is. And then, but then that's that first thought, I mean, that's that ideal thought that comes up,
for
right?
For that particular subject.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because if we are talking about first thought, yeah. first thought, it must be channeled, the thought must be channeled to something that we are looking up to, like your telephone.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was centered on telephone.
Of course, yeah.
So the first thought for the solution,
yeah,
you pick it up.
Yeah.
So whenever we are looking for, we are thinking of first thought.
Yeah.
It must be channeled to a solution we are pursuing.
Yes, or at least to a subject, because yeah. it's automatically
yeah,
in a...
It must yep. have to be a subject.
Yeah.
I look at this as my divine inner self in action.
directing at the right time, at the right moment, is something for me, the way it works.
For a particular subject.
For a particular subject that comes in at any time as when it is needed. It can be something you're not thinking about. Something happened to happen. That's actually letting your divine inner self to be in control. Not in a human sense of it, which expresses in the outer. That just the way it works for me is, I might be not even thinking about anything, passing by, something snaps, do this. And if I don't do it, I'll see my inner self taking control. And once you start bringing your human self doubting, that's when things go wrong. Oh.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but actually you both speak of the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you describe it in a story. So the third thought that's true is actually a living as the divine being in this world, but not of the world.
Yes.
And that includes, that's true, a subject or a story.
Yeah.
In the allness, of course, every single thought is the first thought.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. That's true. Mm. Yeah, that's totally clear. And in the the as a divine being living in this world, but not of this world, the magic is to actually live that first thought in this expression. And that means it's pointing to something.
Yes.
It's like when you walk along, it's true, it comes to you instantly. That's what the first thought is all about. But you actually, in a story, you see something or you think something and then comes in, and you act up in it. That's the first thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the consistency on that thought works. But if you start deviating, that's when everything goes apart.
That I would say is when
you're working on a project.
Yeah, that's true. That's two different things. And in the allness, of course, all is a first thought.
All is a first
It's actually one first thought. But in the older sense, there is almost no thought, isn't there? It all just is. But when we start particularizing, expressing it and describing it, then it comes to what we talk about here now, about that first thought.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. Ah, well done. Too true. Let's see. I'm not turning it off yet. Our brains are still going. This time, I'll be patient and you be patient with us. We're enjoying ourselves very much and that's all that counts. My first thought is my life. The title says it actually. My first thought is my life. Life has a first thought, life expression, right?
Yeah.
And allness is. So all is. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. That's exactly what it is. Are you happy with the conclusion of that talk? And I think Christy too. I am very happy with this conclusion. So what I do now, I love you all very, very much. Thank you for hanging in with us. Thank you very much. We love you.